Good afternoon, Upstate. Welcome to Upstate Outdoors. You're listening to 106.3 WORD on this fine pre-snow day. I'm Philip Gentry, along with Tommy Springer.
We got a special
guest in the house with us today. You know, we're winding down 2018 and had the opportunity. And we've got our buddy Chris Brink down the street from Smoky Dreams Barbecue. So, man, when he called me up, he said, "What's the price of admission to get in the door there at the studio?" And I said, "Oh, some barbecue ribs and some wings. That'll get you through the door about anything." So, Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Philip. Appreciate you, Springer.
Good to see you, man. Good to see you. Where's Palmer, Aiden, and Carson?
I believe they're at home. I hope they're listening to it.
Get you some.
What they say? Did they mention us on the radio? You won't get a lick of work out of them.
Oh my gosh.
No, we'll have lots of fun, though. Yeah, I think y'all were joking about Carson right before he was born about a month ago. I think you said something on air about he was probably going to come out and say, "Hey, get you some."
I did. Yeah. I did. It's like, that's the catchphrase around here. Okay?
Oh, yeah. So that was a lot of fun, actually. That whole birth thing, that's the first baby I've ever seen in my life birth himself.
Less work for you and your wife.
I'm telling you.
Chris didn't do nothing.
Exactly. I just stood there and watched. But yeah. the bill didn't reflect that. That's what I don't understand.
It's amazing how that works, isn't it, Chris? Yeah.
Chris, when my second was born, and you're right there, and you're like, "All right, this is going to happen. This is going to happen." And the doctor turns to me, and he goes, "You want to catch it?" And I'm like, "Dude, what am I paying you for? You know, dude, you don't stop it. We got something going on here. Do your job."
Yeah. I'd have said something stupid like, "Well, I didn't bring my catcher's mitt there, Doc."
"This ain't no time to be hot dogging." It's like if I go down to Kellett's Corner or something where I have all my automotive work done, the dude doesn't say, "Hey, you want to put this brake pad on?" I'm like, "No, you put the stupid brake pad on. That's what you're getting paid for."
Bingo.
You know, what's crazy about this kid is Carson was actually the nurse came in to try to find the heart rate because he'd gone off the monitor, lifted up the sheet, and he was laying there.
Wow.
That was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
The in utero monitor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. So, he's healthy, and trust me, he screams every night. I'd like to get a little more sleep maybe here soon.
It'll come in about couple years.
You're right. But hey, you know what? It's so worth it, and I'm excited to have three fellow little hunters to grow up, and definitely a little fisherman. Both my oldest there, they absolutely love to fish. They go to their Mimi and Papa's and fish all the time.
Good.
Awesome. Well, we've got a great show coming up for you today. Obviously, we got Smoky Dreams Barbecue in the house.
Can you smell it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then we're probably going to talk about a lot about is it going to snow? Is it going to rain? And I'm going to tell you exactly what it's going to do. We're going to cover the Upstate Outdoors blog and talk about upland game bird hunting.
That's what I'm talking about.
Which is actually what we'll be having a live remote from the Clinton House Plantation down in Clinton, South Carolina next Saturday. So be on the lookout for that. But kind of give you a little bit of the history of shooting preserves, quail preserves, stuff like that. And then, of course, we'll be talking to Chris. We're going to let Chris talk mostly while we eat barbecue.
Right.
And you talk about some of the stuff that they do down there at Smoky Dreams Barbecue. And one of them I got to throw in is, if you're out there going, Christmas party for the company, I don't know. One call does it all, right, Chris?
Yes, sir. One of the things that we do is we do a thing called a no-fuss catering. And so you can actually go on our website and fill out a form, and my mom will get back to you. But the No Fuss Catering basically includes everything all the way down to the tea, the ice, the cups, the plates, the utensils, everything you need.
So that's all you need to do.
Call her up, tell her how many, where you want it to be. And if we've got a slot, we're starting to fill up. But if we got a slot, we got
Bingo.
Awesome. And that's just during the first hour of the show. During the second hour of the show, Springer's going to bring us the Roadkill Cafe. And I'm going to tell you what he did. He does a good job.
On cue.
When I give him a homework assignment, he does a good job. We're going to be eating pheasant.
Yes, we are. Sour cream pheasant.
You got to talk into the microphone.
I know, but I'm tearing up Bobby Mack's little sticker notes over here, and I don't want him to kick my bass when he comes back to work.
Mom. Yep. So we got a pheasant recipe on?
Yeah, pheasant sour cream. It's kind of like a casserole.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man.
Is it under glass?
Huh?
Is it under glass?
Under glass?
Yeah, pheasant under glass. That's the only one I know of.
What in the?
You never heard of pheasant under glass?
No, sir.
Okay. Well,
no,
I guess you could always put a cup
over it. I'm redneck, man.
I was just trying to figure out how you're going to put them on a beer can.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, well,
yeah.
You know, that would be cool. I mean, think about it. You could, like
beer can pheasant?
Beer butt pheasant. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I like it, though.
Probably when you shoot a hole in him that big, you probably fit.
Hey, maybe so.
Then we got another special guest going to be in the studio with us during the second hour, Sergeant Green Jeans, our buddy from the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources, going to have her in talking about wrapping up the 2018 season, see what's been going on over at DNR. And, of course, we got a, you know, everybody's like, well, you know, we're not going to say anything right now, but we're planning for inclement weather. So we'll pick her brain, see if
I'm gonna get her to check your deer tags. Make sure you.
I don't have any.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. Okay.
I don't have any left. But and then we'll wind up the parting shot, and I'm sure that this has been covered on this station all week. Talking about
a couple days.
Yeah, a couple days. Talking about PETA is trying to change the way people, the idioms, you know what an idiom is, right?
Well, I didn't know till this week.
That's basically a saying. It would be something, I'll give you an example of talking about beating a dead horse.
Right.
You know, that's an idiom. And PETA doesn't like that. They're like, we need to use, I think it's feeding a fed horse is what they suggest and stuff like that. So
bringing home the bacon or bringing home the barbecues, things like that. Yeah.
Bringing home the bacon and killing two birds with one stone. Of course, that's more like killing two birds with half a box of shells for Springer.
That's me. Yeah. But by God, I get them.
But I'm going to challenge. Hey, I want to challenge our listeners.
Okay.
Okay. All during the show, you can text us at the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307 and text us your favorite animal idiom.
Right.
Basically, so we can just piss Pete off during the show.
Exactly.
Like we don't already
do
that anyway.
And you can text them as you say them, and I'll clean them up if I have to.
Yeah. You know what one of my favorites is? And I've been saying this for years. So, you know, talking about being in a crowd.
Right.
So, well, you can't swing a dead cat in a circle without hitting a. So, you know, if you're talking about like there's so many pharmacies nowadays, well, you can't swing a dead cat in a circle without hitting a pharmacy with it.
Right.
So that's my favorite.
And here lately, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a damn pothole with all this.
There you go.
I swear, we're not going to have any roads, guys.
I literally knocked the shock off my truck.
I'm just saying, dude, it's crazy.
That.
I'm sorry, Philip. I had to go there.
They're going to fix those. Right? They got tax for that.
Isn't it 2025?
As soon as they finish the Gateway project, they're going to get on them potholes. Okay? We ordered a bunch of extra road surface asphalt, and as soon as we get the Gateway project done, they're going to fill it.
Some of
in.
Them might get filled in by themselves because a car is going to actually fall in it, okay? And so you're just kind of like riding on top of the hood of the car.
As much as it's been raining,
that's what I'm saying.
South Carolina's going to have to change their slogan from, what is it, while we eat barbecue, while we breathe, or something. Like that. Is it
Palmetto State. Change it to the damn umbrella state.
We're going to change it to Land of a Thousand Pothole Lakes.
Exactly.
So
it's awful.
So we got a great show. Looking forward to getting into it, and we're going to go to our break now. So we need some more barbecue, and then we'll come back, and we will talk about the Upstate Outdoors blog and the modern era of upland game bird hunting.
Right here on Upstate Outdoors, 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, in the studio with Chris, Smokey Dreams Barbecue. Get you some.
All right.
Yeah.
So when we tell our people to text us in idioms about animals, and the guy who said Springer's the biggest idiom I know of, that's not what he's talking about. But what we got over? Give us the suitable for radio.
Okay. All right. And I'm gonna be professional and kind of read them like Bobby Mack does when they're not More blank messed up than a can of worms. That's pretty much my life. You can't make chicken salad out of chicken poop.
Oh, that's a good one. I use that one a lot.
And here was Chris's favorite. My favorite critter abusing saying is by Mark Twain. A man who carries a cat by the tail learns something he can learn in no other way. You got that right.
Mm-hmm.
And here's from Frank from Greer. My wife said if deer season was 1 week longer, she would go bat poop crazy. Okay,
oh,
I like
yeah.
that.
There you go. mine actually wants the season to be longer, but for does a whole other reason.
Does a bear crap in the woods? Mm-hmm. I'll clean that one up.
Yep.
I love it, you guys. Anything that we can do to annoy those PETA people. How about this? Instead of saying his goose is cooked, y'all say goose tastes delicious with butter, garlic sauce, and sauteed vegetables. Thanks, guys, from Roger. And that's it. That's the good ones right there. What? You choking over there? Phillip's choking on barbecue. Hey, it's all good, man. But I like that new commercial, Chris.
Thank you, man.
Your youngest one there. He's just like he's so intense with that get you son.
Well, he had a good teacher, right?
I don't know about all that. You know,
like Barney used to say, you need to nip that in the bud.
Okay, get him something to straighten and narrow.
Yeah, say look, that's cute. I don't want you saying anything else, Mr. Springer says.
I can see him at age 21 out there standing next to the smoker with a 25-ounce Natty Light in his hand.
Yeah. His grandmother had a switch after
him,
wouldn't
she? True enough.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, that's good stuff. Thanks, guys. I always can count on my people, man. I can tell some alcohol is involved in a couple of these.
Yeah. How many people are sitting at home, right?
Exactly.
Listening to radio.
They're out in this beautiful Palmetto State weather.
Man, I got to tell you, I got up this morning, and it was, last week we made a lot of fun at my expense about missing my wife's deer that she's claimed. And now I'm going to be in trouble because I can't go home because basically did the same thing this morning and the deer showed up in the same place. And I made the prettiest gut shot on this deer you ever want to see. I had a buddy of mine, talking about shot placement on deer.
Shot placement.
Yeah. You know, you want to go aim for the shoulder. Right. And he says, look, man, just draw an X on the deer and shoot it right in the middle, okay?
That's what Phillip did.
Because with these modern bullets and stuff, the way they expand and the damage they cause,
right?
You'll find him, but it may take you a while.
Yeah.
But you'll find him. And so that's what I did this morning. And now it's like Chris said, I can't go home.
Yeah, when I first came in, I asked Philip if he needed a couch to sleep on for the night since he got Amy's deer now.
Well, see, Philip, in the situation where he would really learn shot placement, if he'd have had to clean that deer.
Nah. Hey, I saved a bunch of meat on that thing by shooting the guts.
Yeah, but it's that poor joker that's got to open that bad boy up.
Hey, he's getting paid. That's his job. I took it down there to a King Cut deer process, and they were happy as they could be.
Frank's in a tree with one earbud.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. So he's already done made his wife bat poop crazy.
All right, there you go. Well, let's talk about the Upset Outdoors blog. And in honor of next week's live remote down at the Clinton House Plantation, of course, we talk about the Clinton House all the time. And, you know, old-time hunters may remember back in the day when quail hunting on neighborhood farms was a common thing. Nobody bothered much about getting permission or where to hunt because quail were so plentiful throughout the South. Now, Chris, where'd you grow up at?
I grew up in a little town called Gaffney, South Carolina.
All right. Now, when you were a kid, did y'all do a lot of, like, walking around quail hunting as a kid, or was it more like farm pond fishing?
That's right. We did more farm pond type stuff. We also, you know, dove hunted. That was about the closest to quail we got.
Yeah.
And a lot of deer hunting, that kind of thing. But, yeah, love fishing.
Unfortunately, changes in land use have dwindled upland game bird numbers to only a fraction of the old days. And rather than die off, the tradition of upland game bird hunting, and we're talking about mostly quail hunting, has now manifested itself into a new venue, and that's the hunting preserve. Now, hunting preserves began showing up in the Carolinas when it became abundantly clear that the bobwhite quail was fighting a losing battle for habitat. A typical preserve may encompass 500 to 10,000 acres or whatever of land and provides guided hunts for a fee or required membership to the preserve. Now, according to our buddy Mike Johnson, general manager at the Clinton House Plantation in Clinton, South Carolina, one of the benefits of hunting upland game birds is that quail, chucker, and to a lesser degree, pheasant, prefer to hide in cover rather than fly off as other birds may do. Can you see planting some dove? Man, I put about 50 of them out here. I don't know where they went.
I'll tell you where they're at. They're at my bird feeders right now.
They're about 6 miles from here.
Exactly.
The game remains in the planted vicinity when the hunting party returns to the area. Now, I want to point this out to somebody who's not familiar with it. These quail, chucker, and pheasant can fly.
Yes.
Okay, no feathers have been trimmed or anything like that. They could, if they so desired, to fly off to the next county. And occasionally a pheasant will do that. Get in its mind that I'm going to go to Greenwood County.
And they raise them in these big pens where they can actually, they're called flight pens.
Yep.
And they actually work them and make them, you know, exercise the wings to fly and keeps them on their toes.
Now, pointing and retrieving dogs are used when hunting these birds, just as in the old days of plantation hunting, and they point, flush, and retrieve the shot birds. Our wildlife habitats at the preserve is well maintained, but not to the point that it could sustain wild numbers of birds harvested. The solution is to use pen-raised birds, just like Springer was talking about, either purchased from upland game bird rearing facilities, or they grow them on site. And we use dogs to point and flush them as well as retrieve them, said Johnson. Now, prior to the hunt, a pre-designated number of birds are released or, quote, planted in the area to be hunted. Now, once the hunt is underway, the similarities between hunting planted birds on preserve land and wild game in natural surroundings can be seen. And Mike says, I have a lot of customers who've hunted quail and other upland game birds in Texas and claim that hunting here is every bit as good and as challenging as what they get out west without having to walk 10 miles to get it.
Right.
The typical hunt's combination of walking through mowed field lands behind pointing dogs, working coveys of quail, or hunting in stands of thinned pines, ferreting out single birds that have broken from the covey. Now, one of the benefits of this type of hunting scenario is that not only can hunters hunt quail in the same surroundings and environment of days gone by, but additional game birds not native to the area, and we're talking about pheasant, and then chucker, which is a Eurasian partridge native to western United States, can also be hunted. Johnson typically mixes the quail and chucker together as these birds tend to stay put and can be hunted 30 minutes to an hour later. Now, pheasant, on the other hand, won't stay put as long and need to be hunted right after they're planted. So keep that in mind, Springer, if you see him. It's be like Santa Claus. He'll slide off and he'll go, okay, y'all close your eyes.
Okay.
And I'm going to stick one in there.
I'm game.
He's, the chucker, talking about chuckers, is a real popular bird, said Johnson. Maybe not as fast as a quail because they're bigger birds and you definitely get more meat for the money there. Now, Johnson said quail hunting preserves are the next generation of quail hunting. A lot of his hunters may remember days gone by or may have been out west where wild birds are still available, but to a larger degree, many of his hunters have only ever hunted released quail. The South has always been a stronghold for the traditions of hunting quail, watching the dogs work, the excitement of birds flushing, and the camaraderie of hunters who hunt together. And unlike deer or turkey hunting, which are pretty solitary, quail hunting has a lot of social aspects, and we do everything we can to preserve that.
That's why when you asked me, did I want to do a deer hunt or a quail hunt, I'm all about, you know, juking at you.
Well, as much as you
showing you up with my fine wing shooting abilities.
As much as you were whining about not killing a deer,
well,
I said,
deer, man, I've killed my deer in my day.
Oh, okay.
It's all good.
So you're not.
I like hanging out with the guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, hold my beer, Philip. Boom, boom, boom. All right. Get it done.
Okay. I am really looking forward to this. I'm going to be wearing my Kevlar.
Not in 7:30 in the morning. Come on, give me a break,
man. I think he just wants a gun that has more than 3 shells that he's allowed to carry in it.
Yeah.
Nah, man.
We're going to let him carry a gun. I don't know about the 3 shells.
It'd be like Barney Fife.
Exactly. I'll have to take it out of my pocket and load it.
Here's what we'll do. Springer will point his gun and he'll go, pow, pow, pow. And we'll look and say, yeah, I think you might have hit that one. And we'll reach over and hand him one of the quails.
Hey, dude, I don't care. As long as I come home with one of those green bags from the Clinton House plantation full of clean birds, Springer's happy, happy, happy.
There you go. Awesome. Well, let's go to our break, get that in right quick, and then we'll come back and we can talk about some. We already talked about the Christmas parties, but I want to talk about some Christmas turkey. Not the kind you hunt, the kind you eat.
Right here, Upstate Outdoors, 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's Talk Station. Stay tuned. We're going to come back and talk about some good eats with our buddy Chris from Smoky Dreams. Get you some.
Welcome back. Upstate Outdoors. We are in the studio with Chris Brink from Smoky Dreams Barbecue. And despite what you may have heard here on Upstate Outdoors, they did not change the name of the restaurant. It is Smoky Dreams Barbecue, not Smoky Dreams Carolina Barbecue Dude. House.
Who pushed
Alabama?
Okay. Who used all the time up? I'm trying to close the show, okay?
Okay. Smoky Dreams Barbecue.
My fists are fixing to be busier on you than a cat in a sandbox,
yeah. Cuss. Yeah, a cat in a sandbox. I'll come at you like a spider monkey. I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Woo!
Actually, I'm jacked up on cheer wine. I haven't made good cheer wine this morning. You like cheer wine, Chris?
I love cheer wine.
Yeah, that's a Carolina's thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. And
it is.
You got to eat it with those triangle-shaped, I forgot what they're, bugles.
Bugles?
That's the way I always ate them. Bugles?
Man,
with...
no. You're supposed to eat them with my barbecue wings or something like that.
Yeah, something.
You can make barbecue sauce from cheer wine. We've done it many times.
Well,
amazing flavor.
Yep.
The thing is there's a competitor that's very nearby that's kind of a signature thing, and I don't really want to step on any toes. You know what I mean?
You make ice cream
what
from
a
it, too.
Profession.
I'd try to try that.
Yeah.
But
I
you're
just
right. It makes a great barbecue.
The only thing I've had with my cheer wine is gin.
is a Captain Morgan cheerleader.
Well, what one question about your competitor with the cheer wine sauce?
Right.
Does he make that sauce?
I don't know.
See,
I think he does, but I don't know. We kind of have this sort of unspoken rule where we don't really eat our competitors' food, because that way when somebody asks me, what do you think about so and so, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
And so I don't have to answer the question.
That's a smart businessman right there, dog.
Don't answer the question.
I'm here to tell you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about something I committed you to last segment. and Mama Brink's going, what did he just say? So you were telling me that before Thanksgiving, you kind of backed into a few turkeys.
So my birthday was Thanksgiving this year, and Mom kept asking me, hey, we're going to do turkeys. I said, no, I don't really want to do turkeys because it's my birthday, and, I'd just rather not. And all of a sudden, we started getting several of our customers asking about it, so I was like, you know what, let's do some turkeys. And before I knew it, we had 30, 40 turkeys ready to go, and it was like, okay.
They were
just
falling out of the sky like on that episode of WKRP in Cincinnati?
I think they were those caged chickens, were out in that field that they...
I swear
like
I thought
peasants.
Turkeys could fly.
No. Yeah, we just try to do things differently. If you've ever had our turkey, you'll understand kind of what I'm talking about. We the way we prepare them, the way we get them going, the way that we season them, they're not tasteless by any stretch. That's one thing that we always like to do to the party here. We like to bring a whole lot of flavor. And so, with our turkeys is no different. The rub that we do is all in-house. In fact, part of the ingredients we grow right there on the property. So it's kind of fun.
You grow on the property?
Yeah.
In the parking lot over here
at Big
Lots?
It's not marijuana.
I wasn't thinking that. I was just trying to...
Why'd you want to waste it on a turkey if you're growing weed? I don't know.
we've been accused of selling crack, I'm just saying. But we grow some of our herbs and spices right there on the grounds, and we use those, and we use things that we purchase. But our philosophy is we try to do things as healthy as we possibly can, from the ground up. I want to know what's in my stuff. So we work hard to do everything from the ground up.
So the question is, going back to the question, are you going to be doing turkeys for Christmas?
Well, see, that's what we're trying to figure out. More than likely, the answer is yes. So if you're interested, you can go ahead and give the store a call or shoot us an email. There's a contact on the website there. We'll start making our list and go from there. One of the things that we do a little bit differently at times, we have some of our customers who have now learned about our French cut turkeys, which is basically a tom breast with its wing still attached, the drum on it.
Yeah.
Cool. Those are nice because you don't really have any bone except for the one leg.
Right.
And you just slice it up. You don't have to worry about carving all around all the other bones. Now,
awesome.
You don't have a wishbone, so Springer, you'd be out of luck on that one.
Hey.
Other than that, it's a great little cut, and it seasons up nice, cooks the same as the turkey, but it doesn't look as pretty sitting
on
the table.
And how many people can you feed with that?
It depends on the sizes of them, but typically they'll go 8 to 15 people.
Wow.
When it's cooked up between 4.5 was the smallest one we saw this time around. We had one that was about 7 pounds as well. So
if somebody wants one for, Christmas dinner, family get together, whatever, how much lead time do they need to give you?
They need to be thing? Probably need to be calling in the next week or two.
Okay.
Or not two, but next week.
For sure.
Today, preferably.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So you schedule that thing out. Yeah, hey, I need one honestly, for so-and-so. Yeah.
Right. And honestly, it's probably better just to shoot us a message. You can, again, pop onto the website. There's a contact us link there.
All right.
You can send it there. Or
this is the time where we give out the Smoky Dreams Barbecue website.
There you go. So Smoky Dreams, no E, S-M-O-K-Y, Dreams, BBQ.com. So that's the website. So SmokyDreamsBBQ.com. And there's a contact us link. If you hit that link, you can send an email. And that's the easiest way because at the store, sometimes we get busy and we just can't get to the phones quick enough.
Yeah.
So it's always easier. And if you do call and get the answer machine, just leave us a message. We pick those up. We'll get back to you.
Well, let me ask you about your turkey real quick. You said about the rub. Do you inject it at all with anything?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to ask for the secret, but I was just curious because you were talking about the moisture content of the turkey.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. We do all natural ingredients in what we're doing. There's no MSG in any of it. It drives me insane when I see that stuff. But it's unfortunately, that's one of the things that's popular in the world of barbecue. But everything we're doing, it's 100% natural. We're doing everything ground up.
Good.
Can you tell us where you get your turkeys from?
I mean,
you don't have to give specifics, but tell us sort of where you get your turkeys from.
We have two different ways that we get them. One of the biggest ones that we're buying them through, we buy them through our main supplier, and that's the French cut ones. You can't really get those in a traditional store,
right?
The way that they're done. they're hormone antibiotic free, as well as the turkeys themselves they're all natural, so they ain't messed with them basically. A lot of these turkeys you get from grocery stores, they got all kind of stuff they've pumped into them, and sometimes it's just salt water, but you know, it's still that's what you're getting when you go to a grocery store. If you look at the turkey breast, you can actually see the puncture marks in them. And when you see that, you know they've been pumped. So you be careful about that kind of stuff when you're seeing it. And
right.
I mean, that's what a butterball is. It's been hit with their version of butter.
Right.
On that, so.
And we got a couple textures. One of them says, I'm buying Smoky Dreams barbecue today, and another one's sitting in the Big Lots parking lot eating Smoky Dreams barbecue.
One of them sitting in the Big Lots parking lot going, where's all them herbs they're growing? All I see is concrete, pavement.
Now you're going to have trespassers behind your shop, man. Springer said they was weed back
there. They must have them things that are inside.
Oh my goodness, we open up all kind of can of worms, don't we?
Oh yeah.
I also see on the text line somebody's asking how much. It sort of depends on what the market price is on them, and
right.
I should know that right now. I honestly haven't looked at it. They're going to probably be running sort of in that sort of 50 to 55. They can go as high as 60 depending for the large ones. Other than that, it usually runs about $12.99 a pound on the French cuts that we were talking about. So
awesome.
Now, is there anything else holiday speaking that you guys do? I mean, you got your regular barbecue stuff, but you know, I always think of ham whenever I think about, you know, holidays. Mm-hmm. Do you do any kind of holiday ham?
We do. If people want them, we can do hams. Obviously, we prefer to go the other route because I mean, you know, we're doing the ham type stuff all year round. But the other thing that we're doing this year is actually not food related. It's military related. And one of the things that my brother does is an organization he started with some friends of his called OpCon. And if you want to check it out, it's op-con.org. And OpCon is a military chaplain assistance organization. So basically, they send out to troops or to the chaplain specifically supplies and different things like hot sauce and sandals and all kinds of different things they need, hot pads if they're in cold climates. They're in hot climates, they'll send the cool rags for that kind of stuff. But it gives them opportunities for the troops to have a boosted morale because they're getting things from back home. But the things that we're doing right now in this season is when you stop by the store, more than likely you're going to be handed a card. As a matter of fact, you guys filled one out. And we're going to ask you just to write a message to a troop member. We're putting them in the room right now. And then at the end of after Christmas, we're going to take them all down and we're going to send them overseas to chaplains who are then going to actually hand them out to soldiers who are serving us currently overseas. So that's
fantastic.
One of the things we're doing with OpCon. And then the first of the year, they start off their kind of beginning of the year sort of holiday heroes push where they do fundraising. And what they do with their funds is it covers things like shipping, but more than that, it's also going to be able to buy those supplies that chaplains may communicate that they need for the men downrange and men and women that are serving, you know, away from here. So it's a really cool organization. I hope to get him on here one day to talk to you guys about it, and maybe even the next guy, Salute to Service. But It's a great organization that we partner with. We contribute to them through our T-shirt sales as well as just in general. We donate to them every year as well. Great, great organization.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, hold that thought because I want to talk about that again when we come back after our break. We're going to be back after these messages talking with Chris Brink from Smoky Dreams Barbecue. Get you some.
Right here, Upstate Outdoors, 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Stay tuned. The real cook is going to start talking about cooking. I'm just a radio cook. Stay tuned.
Well, we running around the studio here like a chicken with his head cut off.
And you look like a fish-eyed fool.
Yeah. Trying to eat barbecue in between the breaks. And getting Miss Green Jeans set up. She's going to come in. Miss Green Jeans from South Carolina Department of Natural Resources will be here during the second hour of the show. Right now we got Chris Brink from Smoky Dreams Barbecue. And let me ask you this. In Springer, you're from, you know, down around
the
Gulf Coast, right? And everything. When did hurricane snacks become a thing?
Man, I didn't know nothing about no snacks, dude. You know, as a youngster, it was just made sure you had the essentials, you know, born and raised there. And then once I became of age, all I cared was if I had enough beer.
Yeah. Well,
for whatever was going on. Because, so, you know, you couldn't buy it on Sunday, and, you know, if you got a hurricane and the stores are closed, man, that's tragic.
Well, apparently that idea has rolled out because now it's always been like that in South Carolina. It's like, well, we got to go get bread and milk because they've been talking about snow all week. And I told you I was going to tell you this. It's not going to snow, okay? I've been here my whole life, okay? Let me tell you something. It don't snow in Greenville, South Carolina, unless it snows in Atlanta.
I would agree with that.
It's got to come up from the Gulf. Now, they're going to have snow up in the mountains of North Carolina and up in northern Greenville County. We might get some push down from that.
Okay.
And we might see some flurries and stuff like that. But it does not, quote, snow here unless it comes from south.
Yeah.
It's that Gulf moisture.
I noticed that in my 20-plus years living here. When we get snow, it comes from that direction.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it does. It comes right up 85.
Exactly.
But I don't want to dampen your parade, because if you done got your heart set on hanging out at home tomorrow, let me give you a suggestion.
Okay.
Go down Woodruff Road, and then you're going down the other way. Go down Woodruff Road. And go buy Smoky Dreams Barbecue and get your Snowmageddon snacks. Because I'm going to tell you what, and I've done this before.
But don't do it tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow. That's what I'm saying.
Do it today.
Go this afternoon.
There you go.
Because I have done this.
Get him straight, cuz.
Because a lot of times my wife, not straight, I was going to say this the whole time. I have taken Smoky Dreams home because the way you guys like wrap up the whole rack of ribs, man, that's good for... I mean, I've eaten on that for a couple of days, but I'll go get it after the show and then take it home. And Tim was telling me this: I put it in the oven and just kind of keep it on low, and just let it keep on keeping on. And a lot of times, Boat Girl will have Smoky Dreams Barbecue for dinner. I probably need to do that today.
I think you do, because you're going to have a lot of explaining to do when you get home.
That might be a good makeup option right
there. You better brought me some barbecue, you old...
No, you don't do it right.
I'm just trying, okay?
She don't... You're doing Aunt Esther from Sanford and Son.
True. I'm sorry. I apologize. Yeah.
Yo, fish-eyed fool, Fred Sanford.
I'm sorry, Amy. I'm sorry.
She texted me earlier today because I know she just wants me to do the voice. And
of course.
She's like, so you could have been more respectful killing gunshot sticker bush, poor guy. shoot my deer.
It's classic, man. I'm telling you.
Actually, that kind of worked to my benefit because I got to tell you, well, I this is probably more Sergeant Green Jean stuff, but I think everything was legal. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But anyway,
we might want to figure that one out before she comes.
Yeah,
in.
But anyway, this deer came out the same exact spot yesterday. I mean, this morning than it did last week, and We had round goat number two because we made fun of me a lot for missing. And I got him this time. Yeah. He didn't. I had to use the force to find this one, though, because he didn't leave no blood trail nowhere. And I just started walking what trails that, you know, he should have been walking on. And I saw him. He lifted his head up.
You know what Amy would say?
What?
He wouldn't run with her.
Yeah. She actually, I got her a new gun. I got her a new gun early on in deer season, and she's actually a pretty good shot with that. So, hey, you know, whatever.
I got a texter says, you don't know what you're talking about, because if it's not called snow, what is this stuff splattering all over my windshield?
And from where you...
I don't know. It's an 864 area code, so I don't know. Okay. It could be somewhere where...
I'm talking about the whole set right, in. Right, we're going to have snow and stuff like that. If you're up... Especially if you're up around Highway 11. Now, what problem we may have, especially come Monday, is if we get some moisture here like we got moisture here now and it does get below freezing, we're going to have ice.
I hate ice.
Okay? And that's no fun for anybody.
No.
But listen, this is what they're going to do. Schools are going to be closed Monday and probably Tuesday just because all the weather forecasters put so much time into telling everybody that there's going to be snow and inclement weather. They're going to close schools Monday and Tuesday.
Well, they close them now for severe thunderstorms, for goodness sakes.
Some way one of your kids just said, he just said they're going to close schools Monday and Tuesday.
And it cracks me up. I know we're getting off track here, but, you know, Chris, I've been in, when I was going to school down yonder, we was in school in Category 3 hurricanes.
Yeah.
No big deal.
No problem. It's just like the Facebook meme.
Just a window.
It's like, there are 7 tornadoes in the area. Please go in the hallway and put this book over your head, and we're having taco salad for lunch.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, but Chris, tell us one more time about the benefit that you guys are doing down there at Smoky Dreams Barbecue.
Yeah, so it's not really a benefit, but what it is OpCon. They always do a Holiday Heroes campaign. If you want to drop in, fill out a card. To send it off, it doesn't cost anything, but you can always donate to that organization directly, not through us. Like, you would actually go straight to them.
Yeah.
And they're going to be doing a star drive. I don't remember exactly what it's called. That's going to be coming up in January, and that's going to be their big fundraiser for the year. But when you donate, you'll get a little ornament that you can dedicate it to a loved one, to an individual, to pretty much whatever. And they'll be hanging up around the restaurant, and then we'll go from there. But, yeah, every single dime, 100% of it, is actually going to support the organization.
Can we send them some barbecue?
We could try that, but I don't think they'll let it through.
We're feeding our military veterans barbecue right here, whether we want to or not, because we couldn't keep them out because they got more firepower than we do.
That's true.
In here like, hey, we smell barbecue. We're getting some of that.
Chuck said he was getting it regardless.
Yeah, and you guys feed a lot of – they do a lot of stuff with first responders too, and you guys – you feed the Malden Fire Department about 3 times a week, right? They come in there and eat.
We've got quite a few of those guys, as well as the Malden Police Department, all those guys. Greenville County, they're in there. So we've got a lot of first responders that come through, and we love those guys. We love to support them.
Amen.
We love to be a part of them. And, you know, they're out there risking their lives every single day for us. And so, I mean, why not help them out by giving them a discount for some food, you know? These are the guys that are going to come help us out if we've got an issue. And,
yeah,
you know, like I said, they're out there literally risking their life every single day.
So. Plus, if you're growing that stuff in the back of the parking lot, it helps to have the cops on the other side, on your side, you know.
Their leaves are not shaped like that.
If you're growing, quote, herbs in a parking lot.
I can see it now. Smoky Dreams Barbecue, located on Copperhead Road.
Smoky Dreams Barbecue, when you're really hungry and can't explain why.
God, that's two of them in a row right there.
There you go.
Your hot box authority.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool. There you go. So it's, Chris, man, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for bringing food in with us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me on.
And let's give people who are out there listening, go, man, you ain't said that. Give them the address if they want to go by now.
So, yeah, Smoky Dreams Barbecue, we're located at the intersection of Woodruff Road at Highway 14 and Woodruff Road there up from Southside Christian School.
SmokyDreamsBBQ.com.
Correct. Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to go to the break for the hour. Be right back on the other side.
Merry Christmas to you and your family, Chris.
Merry Christmas.
We'll be back on the flip side. Stay tuned. Upstate Outdoors being just plain old nuts today.